This podcast replay is brought to you by 3A Sports Graphics. 3A Sports Graphics is more than shirts. They're passionate about the custom gear that brings what you love to life. Call them at 786-251-3404.
Let's get to our 3A Graphics sports calendar here. Starting off here, our number two of the program. And, of course, Alan Blanco, 786-618-1443, custom printing and embroidery. Friday, the Pelicans beat the Heat 111-88. The Heat got some revenge, not against the Pelicans, but against the Cavs, as they were able to bounce back and split over the weekend, 121-84 over the Cavs. A nice blowout tomorrow. They'll take on Golden State. Panthers did the same thing. Saturday, they lost to the Rangers 4-3 in a shootout. Sunday, they beat the Flyers 4-1. That was awesome. Tarasenko, Verhaeghe, Reinhardt, all with goals in the game. Montour had 3 assists. Stolarz had 32 saves. On the pitch, the Inter-Miami squad was absolutely pathetic, embarrassed by the New York Red Bull 4-0. It was a disgusting performance. I don't even know if I could call it a performance. Saturday, they will take on New York City at Chase Stadium. So NYCFC at Chase Stadium on Saturday. And then sadly, Friday over the weekend, Northwestern lost to FAU 77-65, getting eliminated in the tournament and losing Dusty May as he leaves for Michigan. So there you go. That is your 3A Graphics sports calendar, custom printing and embroidery. Make sure you call my guy, Alan Blanco, 786-618-1443. All right. Anyway, what else do we have going on in the world of sports? Mike McDaniel met with the media today at the NFL owners meetings. Let's go through a couple of silly ass subjects that make, you know, I get it. It's something for people to write about. It's something for you guys to talk about and all that. And I know that Dolphin Twitter can get kind of silly. Like this weekend, you guys apparently don't get laid and really don't see a lot of breastises in your lives. But anyway, first of all, he talked about he expects Tua to be there for the OTAs and that the contract and all that to get worked out. For anybody to insinuate that there's going to be any kind of a holdout or that Tua is going to be, holding out for money or not showing up or not practicing or, you know, I get it. You got to write something or you got to talk about something on a radio station or on a podcast, or you got to write something in an article because you got to fill space. It's the dead of the off season. Okay. There's really nothing going on. So all these stories, most of them are a bunch of bullshit. Okay. But you know, since the subject was broached on the press conference, I'm sure now they're going to start writing about it and it'll get some of you all to talk about it. But you know, what we do here is we douse it with like cold water and just kill it all off. Yeah, what? No, the Jonathan, no, that's inaccurate. Dalvin Cook, yeah, no, that's inaccurate. No. OBJ, no, that's all inaccurate. Well, we keep you accurate on this stuff. Flo, no, that's all inaccurate. We'll keep you accurate on all this stuff, okay? While others don't. There'll be no holdouts. There'll be no play on fifth year option. There'll be a contract extension. And yes, it'll be in the $50 million range somewhere, 50, 55, whatever. It'll be the big time money. That's what they're going to give him. Whether you like it or not, that's what's going to end up happening. They're going to move forward. Okay? So drop it all, forget it, move on. Don't lose any more sleep. It's over. Okay? So if you don't believe in the guy, which is usually where it comes from, writers or fans, okay, because the writers that deep down inside never really believed in him are still the same writers, and they're still going to go back to try to save themselves, just like a lot of you, okay? So you can stop all of that. There'll be no holdout. There'll be no nothing. There'll be a contract. They'll work it out. They'll get it done. They'll move on. They're going to build around the guy, and he's not the problem anyways. So sorry certain media members and certain fans out there, you're wrong. Okay. And then he talked about gathering still info on Tyreek's issues and that he has discussed it with him. There wasn't any real elaboration. You can't expect them to elaborate at all on this at this point in time when there's all kinds of things in play. So, whatever. McDaniel to call plays. He said he, at one point, he thought long and hard. Bullshit. McDaniel is going to call plays. He's as stubborn as it gets. He's proven that already for 2 years in a row. Okay. Does he desperately need a game strategist? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. He needs a game strategist. Yes, he needs one badly. But when it comes to calling plays, he can do it. He's just got to get better at it. And he's got to get better at managing the game because that's what's really setting his team back. Besides the injuries, it's Mike McDaniel and the way he handles a game day. Okay? So anybody that expected any kind of change, you're ridiculous. Okay? Even though maybe he does need help, he was never going to do it. You should have learned by now that Mike McDaniel is as stubborn as it gets. And they made an offer for Odell. Well, yeah, of course. That's where the conversation came from. What do you think? They met and said, hi, we're the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Odell. I dye my hair blonde. Great. Nice to meet you. Have a fantastic life. No. Of course they sat down. They talked numbers. They gave him the ballpark figure. Here's what we are offering. This is where we're at. Where are you guys at? Okay, well, think about it. Boom, boom, boom. And it's over. That's how it always goes. Not sure if you have, I'm not sure if, you know, maybe we're breaking news to some people out there. But yeah, of course there's an offer out there. And it's a low-hanging fruit offer now, you know, based on incentives. They're not going crazy for him. So those are kind of the main talking points for Mike McDaniel today at the NFL owners meetings. All right. But let's stay realistic. Okay. Let's just stay realistic to what's really going on. What's up with John L. Davis wasting those second that potentially could have been a game winner for FAU? He drove to the basket and got a foul. Brother, that team, you watched the game, Ray. The whole team was falling apart, bro. The whole team. It was just a disaster. And Giovanni's also caving in on the on the Bon Jovi voice. Yep. Bon Jovi is, as the young kids say, washed. Let's see. Isaiah, I hope that roughing the passer becomes reviewable. Brandon says, the issue most fans have, his performance against good teams and late in games when playing from behind. You mean like last year when they were down by 21 against Baltimore? Or maybe it's because the whole team sucked. Because, you know, you conveniently forget Detroit and Baltimore last year, that he brought them back. Right? But you only remember this year because you're not a Tua guy. So it can't be that the whole team sucked. It can't be that against Kansas City, Tyreek lost the game all by himself. Not the playoff game. The first one. Right? It can't be that. Of course not. No, Tua didn't make the perfect throw to Tyreek at that moment. Not at all. He didn't put it right in his hands in a deep ball. But that's all right, Brandon. It's all right. Maybe you're just as senile as the Brandon we have in office. Maybe that's probably what it is. You know, you have your convenient point of view and how you want to look at it. You know, didn't he come back against Baltimore 2 years ago also? Not only last year with McDaniel. Didn't he come back against Baltimore the year before when they benched Jabroni Brissett? But that's all right, Brandon. You have Biden's memory. I got you, my brother. Selective. So good. You know, when the team wants to show up. But Brandon, you're one of those idiots that think that the quarterback completely carries a team. You know, if that was the case, we would have won several titles with Marino. But guess what? We didn't win jack shit with Marino. Why? Because Marino never had enough help. But hey, Brandon, you go ahead and you be you, bro. You be you, man. You be you. So, you know, it's, let's see, where's the consistency? Yeah, find the team. You know what? They don't win on the road. They don't win in winter. They don't win late. They haven't been doing that for 40 years, Brandon. I'm sorry, Biden or Brandon? Is Biden or Brandon? Which one is it? I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. She's rubbing off on me. Jesus, this guy's rubbing off on me. Anyway, O flew up to Atlantic City this past weekend to see Yacht Rock Review at the Hard Rock. Great show, soft rock hits from the 70s and 80s. Have you heard of them? No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I have heard of them. I haven't seen them. That's what it is. Okay. So yeah, I've never checked them out. Big O, if McDaniel has all the offensive plays called in advance and will not change, adapt during the game, even if the defense adapts to his play calling, is he stubborn as hell? Well, he doesn't have them all. That's usually only the first set of plays that you map out. But after that, you got to go with what's going on in the game. He's not very good. McDaniel sucks at adjusting. He doesn't adjust at halftime. Doesn't adjust enough. He hurts his own team, dude. He hurts his quarterback. He hurts his wide receiver. Overworks his receiver. Forces his quarterback to throw the one receiver all the time. It's not good. He gives up on the run when it's working. McDaniel has a shit ton to work on as a play caller, as a head coach. He's a very mediocre game day coach. He's one of the worst I've seen. And we've seen some pretty bad ones here. He's the best offensive mind we've had here in forever, since maybe North Turner. But he's not organized. It's there. The potential is just freaking, it's all there, dude. It's just, it's spewing all over potential. McDaniel can be a hell of a coach. He's got the mind for it. He doesn't have the discipline. He doesn't have the understanding. He certainly sucks with his timing. Holy shit, he sucks with his timing. So, yeah, he's got to get better on game day. That's when his team will take that next step. Yeah. The coach is holding back the team more than the players. Way more than the players. Injuries and the coach. Get some luck with injuries, and maybe if McDaniel can figure it out, you can have a pretty damn good team. Not concerned about two. I'm concerned about team health and McDaniel's ability to manage the game and keep penalties low. Antonio Ingram says Chris Broussard really hates Tua and Rob Parker praises Tua. Okay. I don't listen to Chris Broussard for football. You know, you want to listen to Stephen A for football? You go ahead. Next thing you're going to tell me, you're going to give me Woj's opinion on football also. You know, these people don't follow the sport. I don't trust them whatsoever. Most of you know more than Stephen A and Chris Broussard and certainly Woj. Okay. I mean, that's the truth. I am dead serious about that. Most of you know more than you. Most of you forgot about football more than Stephen A knows. Stephen A doesn't follow it, dude. If anything he follows, it's basketball. Outside of that, he's cashing big ass checks. And then he's just clowning out everything else, half-assing it all, because that's what you can do in this world. So, you know, we got to kind of look at it for what it is. You know, trust the people that really are following things and understanding it. Let's see. Chris Broussard is a basketball guy. When he talks football, especially our Finns, I yawn. Yeah, it's just, man. Ocala Joe in the house. I bought a Trezor, but didn't know you can't use it on the iPhone. Bummer. No, yeah, no. That's why I told the Trezor's more expensive. Get the Tangem wallet. You can use that on your phone. Okay? Get the Tangem wallet. All right? Do not put any of your 12 words on your Trezor on emails, online, on a text, on your phone. Write it all down. I have a listener that says he had some issues with his Trezor. Now, I've had my Trezor and I've never had an issue. But he says he lost his stuff. Now, I don't know. Again, I don't know the person. But don't ever share your address. Don't go for those free airdrops. Don't. On YouTube, when you're on there and they're telling you, send us a 1,000 Ethereum, we'll send you back 3,000. Don't do stupid shit like that. Don't do any of that stuff. Do not put anything at risk online. Do not save your passwords online. Do not save your passwords in your email. Don't put it in your saved folder in your email. Okay. Do not do any of that. Damn it. Where is it? I gave you guys something the other day. I showed you that you can buy. Oh, it's over here. So there is what we call a ledger, but it's a steel ledger and it's sealed and it's fireproof, waterproof, all of that. And you can save all of your passwords, and it's called a crypto tag. This is the logo, a crypto tag. Okay. So here's what it looks like. And in it, you will be able to save your passwords for anything that you have, crypto, bank account, whatever, and you can stash it in a safe anywhere. If there's a fire, flood, whatever, your passwords are always safe. Okay? So if you have an opportunity, get yourself a crypto tag. Okay? So just to kind of help you guys out, since I'm always looking out for you guys. Anyway, there you go. All right. What happens when I die? Who will have access to my crypto wallet? Somebody you trust? Your wife, your husband, your son, your daughter? It's like a will. Will you kind of give them access to it? You know what I'm saying? Jonnu Smith just said Hard Knocks into the team's background, helping him make the decision. Yeah, I saw all that. That's old. Morning. Oh, you hear about that scumbag mom that left her toddler home alone for 10 days? Yeah, I know that, bro. It's pretty bad. Things are pretty bad, ladies and gentlemen. Things are pretty bad out there, bro. We got a lot of people that are bad. It's interesting, getting back to a little sports and how I talk about environment a lot of times. that it helps players or hurts players. And I remember the first couple of years, you know, people like Biden, Brandon, they were, you know, a guy like that, the first 2 years was blaming Tua. Who was I blaming? Said, no, dude, Flo and his staff, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're not helping the kid. You're going to fail. And I always love to use the example of Steve Young. Now, some of you are too young for that to know about Steve Young in Tampa before he went to San Francisco. Most of you are too young to even know what he did in San Francisco, unless you just know that he won a Super Bowl, but you never watched it or anything like that, because that was a while back also. But he looked terrible in Tampa because he had a bad environment. And that's what I said about two of the first 2 years there. And in come Mike McDaniel. And obviously he's looking better now because of Mike McDaniel. Not there yet, but McDaniel will get there. But it's better than what it was. So Steve Smith Sr., former NFL star, current NFL Network analyst. It reminds me of this situation. He was asked about quarterback Bryce Young, which there's a lot of people down on Bryce Young right now. Well, guess what he said about Bryce Young? He said, at the end of the day, a smart kid can look dumb if he's around a lot of dumb people, Smith said. So he's not really blaming the kid. He's blaming the environment around him, which, by the way, the environment did suck. And so we'll see if a better environment helps him, like it helped Tua, like it helped Steve Young, like it would help any quarterback, pretty much. Right? Kurt Warner didn't look good with the Giants. He looked great with the Rams and then looked shitty with the Giants, and then all of a sudden went back to Arizona and got a coach that understood offense, and oh my God, he went to the Super Bowl. What a concept. So he's toiling around in the Arena League because he can't make it in the NFL. He was cut from the Packers. He was on a team that they had Aaron Brooks, Mark Brunell, and Brett Favre. And they cut him. And he went to the Arena League. Played there, and then they fished him out of the Arena League, and he played well. And then he goes to the Giants, and he sucks. And then he goes to Arizona and he is revitalized. And that happens to a lot of players. And that's kind of what I talked about with Tua. And it was proven right. We'll see if this is what happens with Bryce. But there's a lot of people that are down. And they're blaming Bryce, when maybe they should be blaming that he didn't have the environment around him to succeed. Just like Marino did not have the environment to win a championship. Ever. Ever. And the closest he got was in the early 90s. Unfortunately, Buffalo was way better. Not better, way better. Way better. So, you know, environment changes everything for players. Young looked amazing before Tampa. Yeah, exactly. Good. He looked great at BYU, at the LA Express, in San Francisco, but not in Tampa. And what's the common denominator? Well, BYU was a hell of a program. The LA Express was one of the best USFL teams. And San Francisco was led by one of the greatest coaches of all time. Okay? And then you go to Tampa, which was a freaking joke. When he went to Tampa, Tampa was a total joke. BYU was never a joke at that time. You didn't want to play BYU in those days. Now we're talking Steve Young and McMahon and Robbie Bosco and what leads into Ty Detmer, right? Was that kind of the end of it? But There was a run for BYU, if you follow college football. And if you follow the USFL, and if you follow the NFL, which I followed all of them, there's your common denominator. And there's a reason why Steve Young failed in Tampa and succeeded everywhere else. Wasn't it Steve Young's fault? It's Tampa's fault. Happens all the time. Steve Barkowski is a guy that nobody will give him the love he deserves. But do you know why? Because he was never in the environment that gave him the opportunity to really showcase how good Steve Barkowski was. Environment changes all. For your kids, for your pets, for your job, for an athlete, everything. Environment changes all. Okay? It changes all, and Bitcoin continues to soar. 69,566. Bitch. By the way, the $39 is up to $42 now. $42.43 profit. Just by buying this dip. Just buying a couple $100 in this dip. Experiment. Live experiment for you all. In the 60s. Can't make money? Bullshit. It's 42 bucks. How much more groceries can you buy with that? Bad. So, just saying. Here we go. Here we go. Welt and Raum, folks. Got to tell you a little bit about Welt and Raum. We love talking about Jeff Welt. Daniel. Well, Jeff Welt right now is loving life because his crypto bags are just overloaded. Daniel Raum and Jeff Welt have been at this for a long time. They got these new offices now in Hollywood, 954-966-4646, bankruptcy, homeowner property damage, condo damage, criminal defense, business owner claims, commercial litigation, personal injury. Give them a ring, folks. And listen, this is a number you want to keep because we got hurricane season coming up in a couple of months. And then the rainy season starts. And if we get water, you might have water damage from this weekend. Condo, maybe your neighbor and the water ran into your home or your condo and it's you know, messing up your walls and all that. Call Welt and Raum before you call the insurance companies. They have their own adjusters. Okay. They will protect you. And by the way, the new DeSantis laws, terrible, dude. They don't protect us. They're protecting more of the insurance companies. 954-966-4646. Save it on that cell phone. 954-966-4646. Welt and Raum. Let's see what we got here. Fish need to beef up their O-line and D-line more. The Weaver guy, hope he knows what he's doing. Well, we will find out. Lenny is in, even with the bad environment, Tua was able to throw more TDs and interception and had a winning record as a starter. If that doesn't tell the Tua haters anything, I don't know what will. It's like, you know, certain things are going on in a certain world of politics. Certain people have made a commitment to something, and now that they're dead wrong, like about Tua and other things, they have no choice now. They can't back out because it'd be embarrassing for them. So instead, they'll do the more embarrassing thing, go all the way in and become even more of a loser. So that's kind of the way it goes. Big old good thing those great Bills teams of the early 90s had that player, Mr. Wide Right, on their roster. Yeah. Yep. Those creamsicle Bucks teams were absolute pushovers in the 80s from what I can remember. Guaranteed victory pretty much every time. Yeah, it was bad, bro. It was bad. Big O, Miami has to draft a premium tight end. No, I don't think they will, because Bowers won't be available at 21, and there's nobody worthy at 21. So unless something freaky happens, then yeah. But Jonnu is going to be your number one guy, and he's top three in speed. I could see them adding another tight end by some craziness, but I think it's very slim to none that it happens. I think they're going to go, actually, Shang Tusheng is on it. I think those first two picks are going to be O and D line. I really do. I think that's what's going to end up happening. So I don't think it'll be a tight end. If they had a third or fourth, then maybe they could invest it. But for now, Jonnu will be fantastic. He's a fast guy, man. That's going to be a pain in the ass for secondaries. Let's see. Oh, X-Men trashing us in the way out, claiming flow regime. Dude, don't fall for that. He needs a job. Flo didn't get to trade for the guy from the Chiefs. So X-Man is just doing the politics. That's all. I don't expect somebody that needs a job to be talking shit about Flo. That would be stupid on his part. That doesn't help him just to go to another team and deal with other coaches, because then they're going to say, well, this guy just talks shit about his coaches. So this is all psychology, bro. This is child psychology. Let's not fall for child psychology here. If anybody in the media is falling for the banana tailpipe or fans, come on, dude. That's X-Men playing the politics. He's unemployed. He's practically done. He's a shell of what he used to be. He's constantly injured. He's in no position to demand shit. Don't you see? A couple of rounds of free agency have gone by, and he's sitting there doing nothing. He needs a job. I'm sure his agent told him, love for all, no negativity. So it's no backhanded shot at the Dolphins. It's a player trying to save his ass and trying to get another check, dude, so he can pay for seven baby mamas or four or three, whatever he allegedly has. Shang Tusheng, you're falling for the banana in the tailpipe, man. Come on. I'm probably late on this, but I was listening earlier. I put $30 a month right now for BC. That's the best my budget can do for now, but I hope even that is worth it. Hell yeah, it's worth it, dude. Yes, it's worth it. Just watch. Patience, stay strong, and when there are dips, your job is to buy more at lower your price. That's kind of the trick. And then take advantage. Of course it's worth it. I'm not a financial advisor, but you'll see it's worth it, dude. I am doing the experiment now for you guys in the 60s. For the hell of it. Okay? And I put a pretty good amount for me, at least. You know, I'm a working stiff. But I wanted to show you guys, okay, because I had some stuff saved for a rainy day. I was going to use those for altcoins, okay? Because I can get a little bit more if I put it in some other places like Shrapnel or something like that, because Shrapnel's about to blow up. But I said, you know what? I think it's important for me to literally show people a Bitcoin account and put in a certain amount of money, tell them what that figure is, and show how it grows right from that figure. I just felt it's a responsibility, right? You know what I mean? I would never tell you to do something I wouldn't do, first of all. Okay? So that's, anybody that knows me, you know that that's how I roll. If I tell you to do something hey, this is good, it's because I'm already doing it. Okay? That's why. And so I wanted to show you, but I saved that money for this dip, but I was going to use it on altcoins. But I said, you know what? This will be cool for the show. The money will grow anyway. I'm not worried. So let me do it. Let's see what happens. And let me show. And so I bought it throughout. So there's no science. That's why I gave you the numbers and everything of where I bought it, at what point I bought it in. Because you can bounce around. You can't really nail the bottom or the top. Although I did pretty good in nailing some of the bottom. If you notice some, I got a lot of 63s and 64. I got 162, but I got 63s. I got 64s, you know, so it was actually pretty good. I got a bunch of those. And then it shot up now. And where are we at now? Where's Bitcoin now? Boy, just continues, huh? Huh? 69.7? We'll be at 70,000 before the top of the hour. Before noon, we'll hit 70,000. That's what's going to end up happening. It's amazing. My $39, that was $42. It's now $43.49. From 39 to 43.30, I added another dozen eggs. You know? So, let's see. Oh, sorry to bring up figure skating, but as of yesterday, U.S. skater Malagnini is the new world champion. He's not only the first to ever do 6 quadruple jumps. His score is the highest in history. Okay. Congratulations to him. I don't know what you want me to do with that, Doug. You know, I don't watch figure skating, man. I don't know anything about it. I am a complete dummy when it comes to figure skating. You know, I end up knowing, you know, like the big names and once in a while and the Olympics roll around and, you know, something like that. But yeah, no, I'm kind of lost at that. But it sounds like, you know, 6 quadruple jumps. That's pretty freaking nasty. That person knows how to spin and land without getting dizzy. That's impressive. Justin Lemansky says, appreciate it. How do I make a Bitcoin donation to you? Ha ha. I was going to give you $1 in the super chat, but realized that was way too ironic to do. Bitcoin donations are on Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo if you want to screw up my average. But it doesn't matter. It'll grow anyway. So I appreciate it immensely. Like I say, whenever you make a Bitcoin donation, it's a donation that will continue to give for years to come. And for that, I can't thank you more, man. I can't thank you more for that. So I appreciate it. So yes, you can make a Bitcoin donation. By the way, it's funny. All Bitcoin donations have been made on Cash App. You know, nobody's ever donated Bitcoin to the show on Venmo. It's crazy. Never gotten $1. Like you said, you were going to save it, send $1. I never got $1. Everyone uses Cash App, dude. The Venmo, they use it for cash. Okay. You guys have donated cash like crazy. Ho Yoon just donated. But the Bitcoin has only been sent on Cash App. That's the funny part. So all Bitcoin users, they're not on Venmo. They're on Cash App. It's interesting. You guys are just watching this number just grow like right in front of your eyes. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool live watching something this powerful grow like this. Because there's no asset in the world that does this. At all. It's not even close. And nobody's made an Ethereum donation, by the way. Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That one no one's ever done on Cash App. That's a newbie there. Nobody's ever made Ethereum donations. That's the other one. No one's made a Bitcoin donation on Venmo. No one's made a Ethereum donation on Cash App or Venmo. There you go. So that's kind of how it's broken down. By the way, since Bitcoin is flying, let's give you guys a little love everywhere else. Ethereum is up 5% to $35.80. Matic is up to $1.05. It's up 5%. Atom is up to $12.12, up 5%. Atlas is up 8%. It's at 82,000th of a penny. Illuvium is up 7.5% to $135. Gala Games, strong, man, 11.5%. It's almost at 7 cents. HBAR is up 7%. It's up to 11.5 cents. Jasmine is up almost 5% to just over 2 pennies. And Bitcoin, as you can see, well, you can't see it. I took it down, but it's at 69,777. Solana kicking ass back up to $192. It was at 175. So that was a little dip for you that you can pick up easily 12% like that. When is the Olympic Committee going to combine boxing and figure skating into one sport? Nah, that would be strong. My ex will have my crypto wallet. She deserves it, but I can't let my wife know. Ah, you guys are a trip. Okay. How can I get inspired for Marlins baseball? Can you guys help me? They're 10-12 on the spring. It was an uninspiring offseason. There's no real commitment to winning. I like baseball, dude. I really enjoy baseball. So I'm just going to have to live through watching the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Astros and the teams like the Braves and the teams that actually try. Is that what I'm stuck with? Because I don't know how you get pumped for this season, to be quite honest. Really don't. It's crazy. All right. You know, when we have games over the weekends or nightly, we try to find out who is the MVP, right? Who's the person that is making a big time difference on the pitch, on the ice, on the field, on the hardwood? So we do that with our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night.
Who's last night's MVP? For your complete landscape solutions anywhere in South Florida, there's only one MVP. CuttersEdgePro.com. Here's our CuttersEdgePro.com MVP of the night.
Got to go with the guy that's a 50-goal scorer. And on Saturday, in a loss to the Rangers in a shootout, Sam Reinhart had 2 goals and an assist. And then last night, he had a goal and he had 2 goals and an assist in the Panthers 4-1 win over the Flyers, and obviously over the 50-goal mark too at the same time. Second Panther in history to get over the 50-goal mark. And Sam Reinhart has been the best player on the team this year by far, bar none. This isn't up for discussion, nothing. We know Tkachuk is the stud and all that. We know Barkov is a stud, but Sam Reinhart has been the MVP of this team, the best player of this team, not just the most valuable, but the best player on the ice, night in and night out. And guess what? Sam Reinhart is one of the best players in the NHL. That's the other thing. And thank the Lord we got an ownership group that is absolutely badass. And it's unlike what the Marlins do, where they allow their players to walk out the door. These guys don't do that. These guys are going to sign their best players. I expect Sam Reinhart to get a nice contract And I expect him to be here for a long time, because that combination of Tkachuk and Reinhardt and Barkov and the rest of these, I mean, it's just, it's a hell of a team overall. Bennett, I mean, there's just so many guys on this team, really good players overall. So the goaltending has been the best it's been. Bob has had a terrific season, and Stolarz has been an absolute stud. But Sam Reinhardt is your MVP, and he's certainly our Cutter's Edge MVP of the night.
The MVP of the night is brought to you by CuttersEdgePro.com. Servicing HOAs, condominiums, townhomes, commercial properties, corporate parks, and malls throughout South Florida. CuttersEdgePro.com, providing South Florida MVP performance every day of the year.
Yes, they are. No doubt about that. Another bottle down. All right. Here's another one to go. Yes. Dolphins wise. I'm humored by bullshit. You know, kind of like what happened with Shang Tusheng falling for the whole X thing and praising Flo because he needs a job and all that. If I could measure the amount of bullshit I hear from agents, we could have bigger mountains of crap here in Florida than we have right now, actually. Okay, our mountains would be that much bigger. And again, look, it all sounds good if you want to fall for the banana in the tailpipe and all that bullshit. Drew Rosenhaus selling this bullshit that all his players, the four or five players that signed here, they all took less to come here. If you believe that, well, then, you know, I can see why you would fall for a lot of other things that go on in this world. You know what I'm saying? Right. So players are going to be taking less all the time, and he's going to take less commission. Really? I can see a player doing that. All of your guys? Really? So there was a line for Jordan Poyer, and there was a line for Shaquille Barrett. Really? Really, there were so many teams to choose from. So many teams on one-year deals. So many teams on one-year deals with no tax dates. Some of the shit that is spewed out there, I get it. It's good PR for him. It ingratiates himself to some of you fans out there because you think somehow he's in your corner or some shit like that. And then it's a PR move on him because it makes you want to like the player even more. Oh, no, he came here. He took less to come to us. No, it's not that maybe the other option was, I don't know, Carolina. I don't know. What was the other option? What did you have, Jordan Poyer? Miami or Jacksonville? Miami or what? The Patriots? You know, there's a song from the. The band is called the, and it's okay. I know it's the Mind Bomb album. Greedy Hands of Politics, The Beaten Generation. That's it. The Beaten Generation. The Beaten Generation. And let me get the lyrics, because I kind of know the lyrics a little bit. So this is the part of the line of the here it goes. The beaten generation reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. The beaten generation, the beaten generation. Open your eyes, open your imagination. It's a great song, by the way. Mind Bomb is just a great album, period, from the But we are the beaten generation because we are reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. I mean, it's a line. This is a song that was written in the 90s, and it just goes, or maybe late 80s. I'm not sure. Maybe 89, 90, 91. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, so it just goes with everything that goes on nowadays, you know, and this is just more of the misinformation that they just want to throw out there. Kind of like what I've done with you with our dollar and Bitcoin and all that misinformation, you know, same thing, same thing. And here's Drew Rosenhaus feeding you a whole bunch of shit, dude. Oh man, too funny. I just laughing that, you know. I'm glad to have the players here. Just don't feed me the bullshit. I'm glad Jordan Poyer is here. I'm not gonna like him anymore thinking that he took less. Bullshit. He wanted to play here, dude. He wanted to be here in Miami. He's been wanting to play here. He has a house here. Took less. Took less from what? The Patriots were offering $500,000 more. Yeah, you're going to go there? Come on, dude. You know, it's... it's pretty much hope the Marlins to overachieve and expect the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros to be talked about nonstop. Yeah, exactly. Good morning, Big O. Captain Saki is checking in from Tarpon Springs. GP Trap says, thank the Lord. Yes, sir. Vinny Viola, Doug Sifu, man. Studs. Studs. Ocala Joe says, damn, Big O, you stirred up some bad memories of the 90s where Bruce Smith and Thomas were killing us. Yeah. Those teams were brutal, dude. Those were some really awesome teams. I was just in Jacksonville over the weekend. Nice city, and no offense, but I'd much rather live in MI. Well, you know, nothing wrong with Jacksonville, but You can't compare West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Jacksonville can't be compared to those cities, man. It's not even close. It's not even close. I'd rather live in Port St. Lucie in Martin County. Love that area. But yeah, no, Jacksonville's a smaller, you know, while it's wide, there's a lot of land. Actually, Jacksonville is actually a big city in the sense of its landscape, but yeah, resources, nightlife, all that kind of stuff, bro, you can't compare nothing to South Florida. Tampa can't be compared to it, and Tampa's better than Jacksonville. You know, Orlando's better than Jacksonville, and neither one can be compared to South Florida. You know, yeah, it's South Florida's at another level, man. It's an international city. I miss the violent hits and headhunting type of tackling back in the 90s, and the players now are soft. They're not soft. It's just that the game is out to protect the players, and they're bigger, stronger, and faster than they've ever been. It's just more dangerous now to let them play like they used to play. You know, a lineman's 260, now he's 300. It's different, man. It's a whole different – and he moves faster, and he's better. It's the scary part. They're bigger, stronger, and faster now. So if you let them play like they used to play, death will happen. John Rouse is in the house. Buddy of mine lost 20,000 XRP, had the keys on his phone for Ledger. Phone died, everything lost. Well, the phone doesn't have to. You can still go log on somewhere else. If he has his keys... Oh, he had the keys on his phone. See, that's stupid. Yeah, no, yeah, I get you now. He had the keys saved on his phone. Oh, my God, that is dumb. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Crypto tag.io. Crypto tag.io. Crypto tag.io. Please. Okay. Let's see. In 1950s, they were known as the Beatnik Nation. Later, they were known as the Hippies in the 60s. The owners voted for it, Shang, against the NFLPA's wishes. Dougie Fresh says, oh, I'm not embarrassed to mention the greatest figure skating performance ever. Tell me when I can offer my double Dutch jump rope insight. You got it. The double Dutch bus coming down the street. Moving kind of fast, you gotta shuffle your feet. Get on the bus, pay your fare, and tell the driver that you're going to a double Dutch affair. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I'll be done. Here we come. It's a double Dutch bus. It's on. All right, I'm done. All right, let's see. Jordan Poirier's model wife loves Miami, and as they say, happy wife, happy life. Yeah, you want to make that happy. Shout out to Port St. Lucie. Damn right. Big O, what is that secure wallet for BC you just showed us? That's not a wallet. That's to save your keys, your passwords. Okay. Tangem wallet is the one that I would tell you to get. Get a Tangem wallet. Okay. And get the three cards. Tangem wallet with three cards. Don't get one card. You have to have backups, three cards, $99, super cheap. Let's see. Remember to smash the like button, says Jay. Damn right. Patrick is out in Long Island. What's happening, Patrick? Big O, you like that they banned the hip drop? I love it. I love it. It's a lazy tackle, my friend. And so I love it. Tyreek got injured on that hip drop tackle, and it's bullshit. And it hurt Tyreek. I'm not a fan of it, so I'm all for it.